Experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. I'm also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author and speaker, and the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. As you know, the purpose of the show is to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to change your life for the better. So this show, Mind Over Matters, is going to challenge you to think differently about how your physical health can be improved, the health of your relationships, your level of day-to-day happiness, even in your financial well-being. All of these areas can be dramatically improved by taking a more holistic approach to your life. So my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose and with passion and with positive results. So this is kind of a cool show. I was excited to bring it to you this week. You know, many of you don't know, but some of you may know, that there's something magical that's free to all of us that can radically change the overall quality of our lives. It can make you stronger, more vibrant, smarter, happier, healthier, even wealthier, not even kidding you. But what is this magic something that can change the trajectory of someone's entire life? Well, you're about to find out. This magical something affects our brain and mental health. It benefits our cardiovascular health. Our body structure benefits, even our gastrointestinal health. Heck, it even strengthens our immune system and our total health. And as I said, it can even dramatically improve the levels of day-to-day happiness. And it positions you to be able to make more money over the course of your lifetime, too. But what is it? And how can it have so many benefits and yet it doesn't cost anything? Well, here it is. In an article written by authors Michael Dragne and Maggie Fizeli-Fard titled Made to Move, I'm going to share with you this special something that works like magic, but isn't. So welcome to this week's show. So here's the thing. The authors start the article by saying it works like magic, yet it's scientifically proven in study after study. It's medicine prescribed by your doctor, by health coaches, by anyone in the know as it relates to the fitness world, yet it's fun. It's astonishingly powerful, yet it's all natural with no added sweeteners, as the article says. And it's ridiculously simple, yet it's not always easy, and I will vouch for that. It is exercise. It's movement. It's all these things and more. Moving your body can transform you from your head to your heart down to the very tips of your toes. As humans, we were designed to move. That activity keeps us healthy and it spurs our growth, including our brain's development. The reverse is also true, though. Not moving can undermine your health because we need to move. We were designed to move. So here's the thing. I want to start by talking about brain and mental health. The authors did a fantastic job in this article that appears in the current issue of Experience Life magazine, talking about the many benefits. Now, I know the thing is, your doctors, most doctors will say, well, you need to eat better and exercise. The only problem with that is they don't tell you how to eat better and certainly how to eat right for your body type, your needs, your goals, your health issues. And they certainly don't tell you how to exercise, what's the best way to exercise, what type of exercise your body will benefit from. But I'm going to share that with you today. So let's dive right in talking about brain and mental health. Because the truth is, exercise affects everything in our lives. It's one of the best ways to overhaul your body. It can reverse chronic disease. It can rebalance hormones. You know, as the article says, it can even make you more beautiful. Because here's the thing, you've got a healthy glow about you. But what about getting smart? Can exercise actually make you smart? The authors say moving your body improves your gray matter, making you smarter, happier, and more resilient. Gray matter is, you know, that really great brain stuff, right? In fact, some progressive scientists believe building muscles and conditioning your heart and circulatory system are side effects. Exercise is really about your brain. I'm just going to tell you, it's about your brain and your body and your hormones and so much more. Quote, the real reason we feel so good when we get our blood pumping is that it makes our brain function at its best, says Jay Rady, MD, who's an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He's also the author of Spark, the revolutionary new science of exercise in the brain. He says the point of exercise is to build and condition the brain, and here's how we can do it. First of all, it heightens alertness and perception. Quote, the brain is all about communication. It's composed of 100 billion neurons that confer with each other via something we call neurotransmitters. And just so you know, those are the hormones of our brain. Those neurotransmitters govern every thought and action, and exercise boosts these neurotransmitters, including norepinephrine, which sparks attention, perception, motivation, and arousal. It boosts serotonin, which directly signals that influences our mood, our impulsivity, our anger, aggression, all those things, and the reverse, as well as dopamine, which governs attention and learning, plus our sense of contentment and reward, right? All those feel-good receptors, our dopamine receptors. So it heightens our alertness and our perception. It also reinforces movement and coordination in our brain. So as we move, our brains learn how to move better the next time, because exercise stimulates the cerebellum, which coordinates all the body's motor functions, like standing up bright straight, dunking a basketball, shooting a hockey puck, performing a pilates. It doesn't matter. It reinforces movement and coordination. It also enhances attention and concentration. And I'm just going to tell you, as a clinical therapist of well over 25 years, exercise is one of the best ways to beat depression and anxiety. Also, a lot of times clients will say, you know, I've been diagnosed with ADHD or just ADD or a combination. And the truth is, a lot of times when we just start to move the body, we start to move the brain, issues with focus, memory, and concentration begin to diminish. The authors say our brains become more active when we're active, and this causes neurons to fire in unison, creating brain waves. And using electroencephalogram or EEG monitoring to track electrical pulses, researchers discovered that exercise intensifies brainwave amplitude and frequency, and more beta waves are associated with a more alert state. So, dig it. Exercise actually enhances your attention and concentration. Here's the thing. It also aids in learning and memory. Making new neurons or brain cells, a process called neurogenesis, is actually crucial for long-term memory. Do you ever notice that, you know, people, you know, especially elderly people, you know, who are active every day, exercising, moving their body, also have greater cognitive functioning? You know, there's absolutely a correlation there. You know, my mother-in-law is 83, and she exercises every day. She plays bridge every day. And there's no doubt that that physical movement from her exercise sharpens her mind. So it aids learning and memory, as I said, making new neurons, which is crucial for long-term memory. In a 2016 report published in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience, researchers conducted MRI scans of cross-country runners and identified, quote, significantly greater connectivity, end quote, between parts of their brains associated with attention, decision-making, multitasking, processing, sensory output, and memory compared with a control group of non-runners. So here's the thing. It's not, you know, a magic bullet, but it does have pretty magical effects. It also protects cognitive health. As I said, physical activity induces the brain to create enzymes that chew up the amyloid beta protein plaque associated with Alzheimer's disease, as well as other types of dementias, while also reducing inflammation. So exercise, along with lifestyle changes such as solid nutrition, quality sleep, may actually help keep that plaque at bay and slow cognitive decline. Also keeps the brain young. All the processes that physical activity triggers in the brain add up to one sum. Moving our bodies keeps our brains young and healthy. Quote, everything we've learned continues to confirm that exercise helps prevent cognitive decline as we age, says Dr. Rady. All the anti-aging protocols include exercise in a big way. It's often the number one lifestyle change to help people prevent aging and cognitive decline. So it can also help you stress less. So when we come back, I'm going to be talking about this magic formula and what you can do right now to make your life a whole lot better. Stick around.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. If you've missed any of today's show titled Made to Move, The Magic of Exercise, hey, you can catch a rebroadcast on this great station. You can check us out online at thecifhw.com. You can also check out a rebroadcast on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. I want to remind you to check out ti22nutrition.com for all of your plant-based supplement needs for stronger minds and stronger bodies. TI-22 Nutrition is the chemical symbol for titanium. And it is our exclusive brand here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. And so I can recommend it with a high degree of trust and confidence. So check out TI-22Nutrition.com. They offer, you know, pharmaceutical grade CBD hemp oil for energy as well as relaxation. It's pure, potent, highly bioavailable, and extremely effective for improved mental, physical, and emotional functioning. So check out TI-22Nutrition.com. Also want to invite you to join us for our Thursday wellness webinars every Thursday, 6 p.m. Central on Facebook Live. We're talking about the impact of hormones on thyroid functioning, how to resolve mental health disorders and cognitive decline with transcranial magnetic stimulation, stress hormones in your immune system, as well as the magic of balancing your hormones. Also, one of my new favorites, the ketamine effect, fact or fiction, as well as the curative benefits of regenerative medicine. So definitely check us out, Facebook Live, every Thursday, 6 p.m. Also want to remind you to continue to get tested for COVID, even if you're symptom-free. Vaccines are fantastic, no doubt about it, but they're not going to prevent the spread or transmission of COVID, so you may still be someone that puts others at risk. So check out COVIDTestingResultsFast.com. Again, COVIDTestingResultsFast.com. All insurance is accepted for PCR testing, and if you don't have insurance, that's okay too. That is covered. So back to the show. Exercise, this magic formula. I feel like an alchemist every time I work out. I worked out last night, did an upper body workout. This morning, I'm feeling like Superwoman. But here's the thing. Not only can it help your brain and mental health, but it helps you to stress less as well. So in an article featured in this month's Experience Life magazine, authors Michael Dregney and Maggie Fazeli-Farr are talking about this magic something. So how does it help us to stress less? Well, exercise boosts energy while easing mental stress and amplifying mental focus. Consider cortisol, that hormone that regulates your energy during the day. Under normal conditions, cortisol levels peak in the morning and then gradually decline, leaving you mellowed out and prepped to sleep at bedtime. Chronic stress, though, can flip the normal daily cortisol cycle so that you're barely able to drag yourself out of bed in the morning, but too keyed up to sleep at night, and exercise can come to the rescue. You know, we all know cortisol. That's one of those fat-storing hormones if it's out of balance. And one of the things I love, love, love about exercise is that it helps balance all of our hormones, not just our stress hormones, certainly our major stress hormone, cortisol, okay? Easy movement like walking or yoga can nudge your parasympathetic nervous system into gear helping to calm you down, and this can save you from tossing and turning at night. Exercise can help change a vicious cycle of stress to a relaxed and rewarding circle of health benefits, okay? So one of the, you know, first things I recommend to our clients and patients is move your body, because when you move your body, you move your mind, and everything else in your life can, you know, be positioned to move forward as well. What about cardiovascular health, right? The heart of the matter, the authors say. You know, we've all heard that exercise is good for our cardiovascular system, but how good is it? Well, cardiovascular disease ranks number one among the leading causes of death worldwide, and the World Health Organization recommends that people ages 18 to 64 get 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity aerobic physical exercise, end quote. The benefits can be felt throughout your cardiovascular system and beyond. Researchers estimate that 8% of all deaths could be prevented if everyone met that World Health Organization physical activity recommendation. So how does moving actually build cardio health, right? And it doesn't have to be, you know, running. It can be brisk walking. It could be elliptical. It could be, I've got a client that actually jogs in place in front of his TV and it works for him. It can be any of these things. But how does building cardio health work to your benefit? Well, the first thing is it promotes the health of the blood vessels, keeping them flexible and helping them function, as well as preventing and dissolving blood clots. Move your body, right? You know, it's one of those laws of physics. A body in motion stays in motion, okay? And you may know from earlier shows that when we're sedentary, being sedentary is actually a stress on our body. It literally creates inflammation. That inflammation can lead to disease as well as pain, because we were designed to move. So it can promote the health of the blood vessels. It can also protect against chronic disease by keeping endothelial cells healthy. And these cells line every surface of the circulatory system and play a key role in cardiovascular health. It also helps lower your blood pressure. In fact, the authors say exercise may be as effective as drugs, or even better, according to findings of a recent meta-analysis of 391 randomized controlled trials involving almost 40,000 participants published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. I'm just going to tell you, hands down, exercise beats prescription drugs every day of the week, and it doesn't come with side effects. Just saying. Author goes on to say the studies found that among hypertensive populations, there were, quote, no detectable differences in the systolic blood pressure lowering effects of the angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors. Often you've heard your doctor call these the ACE1 inhibitors, okay? And the ARBs, beta blockers, and diuretics compared with regular endurance or resistance exercise. Hands down, you want a great blood pressure regimen to modify your blood pressure and make it healthy? Exercise, all right? No surprise there. But here's the thing, it also significantly reduces your heart disease risk by improving the production of atrial natriuretic peptides, or ANPs, and the vascular hormone that counterbalances high blood pressure. It also makes the heart bigger and stronger. Hey, keep in mind that our heart is a muscle, okay? We can literally build our heart muscles. We strengthen them through exercise. Endurance activities like running or rowing enlarge the heart chambers via a process called eccentric remodeling. Sounds like a home improvement project, right? With kind of quirky taste, but that's actually what it's called, eccentric remodeling. And this increases the amount of blood the heart pumps with each beat. So strength training, right? Something, you know, with weight, strength training actually enhances concentric remodeling, and it increases the overall size of your heart and makes its walls thicker and stronger. Quote, the heart is a muscle, so just like other muscles, weightlifting makes the heart muscle get stronger, says Dr. Brad Dieter, PhD of Washington State University, Elson Floyd College of Medicine. You know, we had a client in one of our Peak Wellness Functional Medicine programs, really, really great guy, Army veteran, was a Vietnam vet, came to us 72 years old. He actually had, you know, congestive heart failure as a result of poor lifestyle, cardiovascular disease, diabetes type 2, is grossly overweight, had depression, anxiety, PTSD. Well, we got him started on actually a six-month peak wellness program here at the practice. Very, very inclusive peak wellness program. Everything you need to get healthy and stay healthy, including the educational principles we teach in that peak wellness program. So within, I think it was two or three months of his Peak Wellness program, you know, we coordinated his care with his cardiologist. You know, he had 25% heart functioning on the right side and 35% functioning on the left side, right? Because that was the congestive heart failure. Within 2 to 3 months, his congestive heart failure started to turn around. His heart capacity improved dramatically. So on the right side, it went from 25% to, I think, 40 or 45% at that time. And the left side, it went from 35% to almost 60% functioning in 2 to 3 months because of the changes we made strategically in that Peak Wellness Functional Medicine program. So the heart is bigger and stronger through exercise. And it was modest exercise. For him, it was just walking and moving his body. So the thing is, you can literally improve your cardiovascular health in a very short period of time, kind of like magic, if you're willing to do certain things in a certain way every day and just move your body. Stick around. When we come back, we're going to be talking about body structure health. You're listening to Mind Over Matters.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. You're listening to Move Your Body, the magic of exercise. Man, is it magic. There is something magical, as I said at the start of the show, that's free to everyone that can radically change the quality of your life. Literally, it can change the trajectory of your life. So if you missed any of this show, I want you to catch a rebroadcast on this great station. You can also check us out online at our website, thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. You can check out our broadcast on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. I also invite you to check out my daily Facebook Live where I share tips, tricks, strategies, insights, all designed to be very pragmatic to help improve the quality of your life. And of course, check out our Thursday wellness webinars. My goal, as I said at the start of every show, is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, so a life on purpose and with passion, with positive results. And that really is about learning principles of health and wellness, optimized health. And you can do that through tuning into our wellness webinars every Thursday, 6 p.m. Central, Facebook Live. So we're talking about the many benefits of exercise, the magic recipe. You can be your own alchemist, your own magician, and turn things around in your life if you're willing to get moving. Because our bodies were designed to move. As I said, a body in motion is designed to stay in motion. So I'm reviewing an article written by authors Michael Dregney and Maggie Fazeli Fard. And really, I love it because, you know, when people think of exercise, they think of toning their body and maybe sleeping better and stress reduction, but it's so much more than that. And there's so much more to feeling good about exercise than just the release of endorphins, okay? You can actually change your body structure health. It can lead to good bones, muscle mass, maintenance, flexible fascia, a better back, joint preservation, powerful feet, strong knees, hand or wrist mobility. Honestly, the list goes on and on. What is it about bones, though? Well, the authors say bone density deteriorates as we age. And for 25 million Americans, most of them women, normal bone loss becomes osteoporosis. Researchers have found that athletes, particularly those who do weight-bearing exercise, have greater bone density than their non-active peers. I'm just going to tell you, you know, weight-bearing exercise doesn't mean you have to lift weights. You can use your own body as a weight, whether it's, you know, a squat, whether it's a plie squat, whether it's a lunge, whether it's a push-up or a sit-up. You know, there are so many ways you can do this. And the truth is, osteoporosis, that's preventable and it's reversible. Many of you don't know this, but our body is really, really remarkable, just as an aside. It has an innate capacity to heal itself. It just needs the right conditions. It's like a plant. It needs healthy soil, sunlight, water, and our bodies are the same way. When we give it what it needs, healthy nutrition, healthy movement, good stress management, good sleep, it's capable of healing itself. But when we're nutritionally deficient or when we're under high amounts of stress and we blow through our nutrition, our body in its quest to, you know, heal itself, it's going to draw out nutrients from inside our bones to compensate. So it's not, you know, osteoporosis isn't a matter of, you know, not enough calcium, you know, or vitamin D. You really need to focus on, you know, some weight-bearing exercise as well as good nutrition, because that's what your body's trying to do. And women are especially vulnerable to this. You know, one of the things I'm going to do too is, ladies, you know, our bodies change, our hormones change, especially as we age. I'm just going to, you know, reiterate, I did a show earlier on BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement, and I had a great colleague, our mentor and proctor on there, and we talked about the importance of women especially getting tested for low testosterone, right, and then BioT, bioavailable hormones. Well, the beautiful thing about that is it helps reverse osteoporosis. You can rebuild natural bone growth up to 8% a year with BioT. But you can also reverse osteoporosis and strengthen your bones with weight-bearing exercise. The authors go on to say, tension against the bone keeps it strong and growing, explains functional medicine practitioner and arthritis expert Susan Bloom, MD, founder of the Bloom Center for Health in Rybrook, New York. Quote, when there's stress on the bone, the body responds by laying down more bone. Both high and low impact weight-bearing exercise is essential for bone health. And high impact options include team sports like basketball, as well as strength training, running, jumping rope, jumping jacks, or vigorous yoga practice. And for some low impact options, try walking, the elliptical machines, or stair climbing. Strength training in particular is helpful for building sturdier bones. And again, as women get older, they're especially susceptible to losing bone density. Challenging the muscles counteracts the loss, because when muscle contracts against bone, the bone responds by growing denser and stronger. I have to tell you, again, I just want to reiterate, weight-bearing exercise doesn't have to mean you go to the gym and lift weights. You know, for many years, I worked midnights at UPS putting myself through undergrad and graduate school. And one of my colleagues was just really built. I absolutely thought he was a bodybuilder because he was so well-defined. So finally, I got up the courage to ask him. I said, hey, how much do you bench press, and how much do you, you know, curl? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, obviously, you know, you are so physically fit. How much can you bench press? He said, I never lift weights. I said, what do you mean? He said, I only use my own body to build muscle mass and strength. And I was blown away. That was when I first learned about, you know, your own body can be your weight-bearing exercise. So don't think that you have to go to the gym and be uncomfortable and, you know, to build healthy bones through weight-bearing exercise. You can do that with your body. But it also helps muscle mass maintenance. Muscle mass typically peaks at the end of our 20s, and unchecked muscle loss can claim up to 50% of an inactive adult's muscle tissue by the time he or she reaches 70, research shows. Okay? The bad news for almost every body system, okay? According to a study published in the Journal of Nutrition, age-related loss of muscle mass, or sarcopenia, is linked to bone loss, obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, as well as coronary artery disease. The number one prescription for reversing age-related sarcopenia, experts agree, is resistance training, including lifting weights and body weight exercise. Resistance training can support muscular hypertrophy and the cascade of benefits that come from maintaining muscular strength, including the preservation or even the improvement of day-to-day functioning, metabolic health, bone health, balance, and longevity. In fact, researchers have found that older adults with more muscle mass live longer, regardless of their body mass index. I just want to put that out there, okay? It also helps with flexible fascia. What is fascia? You know, if you could peek beneath your epidermis, you'd first see fascia. That's that white elastic tissue made of collagen fibers. And it's similar to the material in your ligaments and tendons. And this mesh-like substance interweaves through and around your muscles and bones. It supports your organs, and it basically shrink-wraps your entire internal structure. Okay? Because of the interwoven nature of muscles and fascia, exercise can be a great way to release stuck fascia. And full body movements that require a dynamic transfer of force from the ground through the body and out through the limbs. Think about using battle ropes, kettlebells, medicine balls, those kind of things. It's ideal for restoring and preserving fascial health. Rotational work, bouncing like skipping rope and jogging, and strength training are also beneficial. Variety and diversity in movement are perhaps the most important factors of your fascia. So, here's the thing. Full body movements that require dynamic transfer of force from the ground through the body and out through the limbs, as I said, are ideal for restoring and preserving fascial health. Okay. It can also help you to build a better back, better joint preservation, mobility in the hands, wrists, knees, powerful feet, all of these things. Because exercise isn't just about, you know, feeling great and looking great. You know, those are fantastic, quote-unquote, side effects, I would say. But if you want to have a great quality of life, be happier more often, better sleep, a better sex life, a better outlook on life, position yourself to even make more money, you got to get the body moving. So stick around. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this magic something that's free of all of us.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to the Funky Beat and the Great Show. I'm glad you're tuning in. If you missed any of the show, you can check out our rebroadcast on our Facebook, facebook.com/thecifhw. You can also check us out on our website, thecifhw.com. If we can help you get physically stronger, more mentally and emotionally fit, position you to be in a better opportunity in life to move forward and feel great, give us a call, 630-980-1400. We are accepting new clients and patients, doing telehealth, virtual visits, as well as in person. If there's something we can personalize for you to get your life and your health back on track, we're here to do that. So give us a call. You can also email me with questions or comments. That email is healthandwellness@thecifhw.com. Again, health and wellness, all spelled out, @thecifhw.com. So I'm reviewing this great article, you know, that appeared in the most recent episode of Experience Life magazine by authors Michael Dregney and Maggie Vizzelli-Fard, talking about the magic of exercise, moving your body. We were talking about cardiovascular health, stress reduction, you know, improved brain and mental health, you know, as well as the ability to benefit the body structure itself, good bones, muscle mass, maintenance, flexible fascia. What about a better back? A lot of times people, you know, have back problems. In fact, over 90% of emergency room visits are people presenting in the emergency room for chronic pain. Most of that is chronic back pain. And a lot of times people don't realize it's because they're not physically moving their body. So the authors say Americans spend a staggering $50 billion each year treating lower back pain, according to the National Institutes of Health. It's the most common cause of job-related disability and a leading contributor to missed work. For such a widespread problem, relief is not out of reach. Targeted strength and mobility work, as well as an overall active lifestyle, can go a long way in treating or preventing back pain and postural issues. And building strength through the posterior chain, as well as improving the mobility in the hips and spine, can effectively treat and prevent discomfort. Not even can you. You know, I'm in my early 50s. I've never had back pain, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I think a lot of it is my early training at UPS, learning how to lift. and move my body and pivot instead of, you know, twist. And also, I've been active my entire life. So a better back requires you to get moving. You can also preserve your joints. So staying active is one of the best ways to preserve and even improve joint health, especially as we age, the authors say. While all full body activity can help keep the joints supple and lubricated, focusing on biomechanics, muscular imbalances, and neuromuscular inefficiencies can be particularly helpful in reducing strain on the joints. The key to joint health lies in identifying and correcting any muscle malfunctions that could manifest as joint pain down the road. Additionally, emphasizing the eccentric, lowering phase of a lift has been shown to strengthen connective tissues over time. So one of the things that we do so darn well at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness is functional rehabilitation. We've got one of the best chiropractic physicians I've ever met over the course of my career, and she's got some incredibly simple, practical things that help people to strengthen, you know, their joints. But what about hand and wrist mobility? Exercise isn't something you do in spite of pain in your hands. Experts say it can actually help relieve the pain. So when people get wrist pain during weight-bearing exercise, they tend to assume the problem is weakness, says chiropractor and athletic movement expert Dr. Eric Cobb. But the real issue is often mobility and stability. And mobilizing the joints in your hands regularly may alleviate pain, even pain caused by chronic issues like osteoarthritis, while increasing circulation and range of motion. It can also help build strong knees. Right? Knees are complex joints. And with this complexity comes the myth that the bones, the tendons, ligaments, and cartilage tissues that flex, extend, and propel you in all directions are destined to deteriorate, destined for discomfort, for pain, immobility, and surgery. I'm just going to tell you, straight up, that couldn't be further from the truth. Okay? Authors say many of the joint issues we consider chronic and as a result of aging can be prevented or ameliorated by strengthening and mobilizing the entire leg from the hip to the foot and everything in between. More and more people are getting hip replacements, knee replacements, and guess what? If you get your body moving, it can actually reverse a lot of that stuff, okay? The authors say get ahead of knee pain with strength and mobility exercises that work your ankles, legs, and hips, like single leg glute bridges, squats, and banded lateral walks. Find ways to stay active throughout the day while seeking out natural surfaces to stand and walk on, like sand, grass, dirt, and snow. Here's the thing. You don't have to hire a personal trainer to do this. Go on YouTube. Everything you need to know, it's free. Just do a Google search. How about powerful feet? Foot issues can be plentiful and painful. I know. I've had them, right? Flat arches, bunions, plantar fasciitis, and arthritis are common complaints, and as we age, these conditions can have a debilitating effect on our quality of life. But foot complaints are rarely isolated to the feet. They can cause or be caused by issues elsewhere in the body. And once foot pain sets in, it can limit mobility and contribute to a sedentary lifestyle, which is associated with many chronic illnesses. I know for me, you know, when I was dealing with chronic foot pain, the last thing I wanted to get up was, I didn't even want to get up and walk. It was that painful. But you can, you know, alleviate these things. The authors say the cycle is vicious but preventable, and with intentional stretches and strength moves that target not just the feet, but also the lower legs, hips, and core, it's possible to reclaim our foot health and prevent further issues. But how about the effects on gastrointestinal health? Now, that may seem surprising to many of you, but yeah, regular movement can actually improve your gut health. It's called regular motility. For example, constipation is a chronic issue undermining the health of 63 million Americans and counting, with side effects hampering our digestion, our detoxification, and energy levels, as well as fueling inflammation and creating a breeding ground for chronic disease. And three things help relieve constipation while aiding digestion: plenty of fiber, good hydration, and physical activity. And more side effects of medications are constipation. They even have medications now for constipation, right? The authors go on to say a sedentary lifestyle is a setup for a sluggish gut. Exercise stimulates blood flow, which improves gastrointestinal motility. A short walk is often all it takes to convince your body it's time to go. Certain yoga asanas are helpful also in nudging sluggish systems in the gear. And simply put, moving helps keep things moving. I like the way the author said that. Also gives your gut a microbiome boost. That's that rich blend of bacteria in our gut, right? The author says the rich blend of bacteria in a healthy gut microbiome thrives on a nutritious diet, but it may also get a boost from a good workout. In a 2018 study published in Frontiers in Microbiology, I know you guys all want to read that. Finnish researchers found that for a group of previously sedentary, overweight women, endurance training increased levels of a type of microbe that improves metabolic function and also reduced levels of another type of microbe, which in turn decreased the inflammation-producing action of certain lipids. Animal studies from 2016 and 2017 suggest further effects. Both high-intensity interval training, also known as HIIT, and basic aerobic exercise nurtured your gut's microbiome. How cool is that? Exercise actually sets you up to have a healthier gut. And as many experts would say, our gut is now known as our second brain. I sometimes refer to it as our first brain because it controls everything. So check it out. Get your body moving, okay? What about immune health though, right? We're so, you know, concerned more and more because of the effects of COVID and other chronic diseases and viruses and bacteria. But the thing is, boost your immunity, and you can do that through regular exercise. It provides extra protection. So regular physical activity can help us recover more quickly, heal more easily, and get an edge on all kinds of disease and injury. In fact, the authors say, exercise may just seem to be nature's best medicine. There's no medication or nutritional supplement that even comes close to having all the effects exercise does, says Dr. David Neiman, author of The Exercise Health Connection, How to Reduce Your Risk of Disease and Other Illnesses by Making Exercise Your Medicine. It's truly the best medicine we know of. In fact, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. And with that, healthy movement can. Authors say, we usually think of exercise as a preventative measure, something that helps us maintain our general fitness. But in truth, it offers a vast range of healing influences, helping to reverse negative biochemical trends while improving our resiliency and immunity at virtually every physiological level. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to the show, Made to Move, the Magic of Exercise. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online, thecifhw.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/CIFHW. Hey, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can even follow us on Pinterest. We'd love your support, and share it too, because there's some good stuff on there. So welcome back to the show. So we're talking about exercise as building your immune system. We're reviewing an article written by authors Michael Dregney and Maggie Vizzelli-Fard. They're really outlining this magic that results from exercise. It also can help inflammation, right? Inflammation is one of our body's key responses to injury and infection, the authors say, but chronic inflammation can have an adverse effect rather than a protective function. It can play a role in conditions including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, cancer, Alzheimer's, as well as depression and other mental health issues. In fact, that's one of the things we do so well here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. We'll actually test your levels of inflammation in your brain as well as your body, because they're directly linked not just to your immune health, but your mental health. The authors say over the years, multiple studies and numerous health experts have heralded physical activity as one of the best ways to keep inflammation at bay. There are multiple ways movement helps. It may produce and prod the body into making more antioxidants, which then seek and destroy free radicals, associated with prolonged inflammation, and studies find that aerobic and non-aerobic exercise lowers levels of C-reactive protein, or CRP, which is one of the body's primary markers of inflammation. It also helps heighten our defenses. Epidemiological evidence shows that regular physical activity reduces the incidence of many chronic diseases as we age, quote, including communicable diseases such as viral and bacterial infections, as well as non-communicable diseases such as cancer and chronic inflammation. Okay. Connected to this, in 2020, the American College of Sports Medicine reported that working out is the first line of defense of the immune system against pandemics such as COVID-19. So move your body. Exercise also supports the lymph system, which is a network of organs, tissues, and vessels that transport lymph fluid throughout the body, balancing fluids and producing white blood cells to fight off infection. In fact, the body has roughly 500 lymph nodes, nodules of tissue that take out metabolic trash. It's like your garbage collectors, basically. But the nodes can't haul the garbage to the curb without the help of muscles contracting during exercise and putting the squeeze on those lymph nodes, helping them to pump waste out of your system. Increased circulation is key to both white blood cell production as well as lymph drainage. What about exercise as cancer fighter? What do you think about that? The author says it's long been known that exercise can prevent and treat heart disease, among other chronic conditions. And in 2020, an international team of researchers and practitioners suggested that cancer is on that list as well. The American College of Sports Medicine convened the panel, which included reps from the American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, and 15 other organizations. Experts reviewed the latest research included in a paper published in CA, a cancer journal for clinicians, that, quote, exercise prescription, end quote, could lower the risk of developing colon, breast, endometrial, kidney, bladder, esophageal, and stomach cancers. You want a cancer buster? Exercise, baby. Boom! And what about total health? Sweet dreams. As the authors say, how about some sweeter dreams? 60 million Americans wrestle with insomnia, according to a 2020 Harvard Medical School report. A slew of studies show that exercise can elicit longer and more restful sleep. Why? Well, an intense workout may leave you hungry for shut-eye recovery time, but there's more to it than that. Exercise is essentially a release valve for the stress hormone cortisol that we talked about earlier, helping you sleep more soundly and greet the day more refreshed. And your body's able to use the downtime for tissue repair work that keeps you both looking and feeling great. Bright eyes, too. You want to look better around your eyes? Exercise may slow or prevent, you know, those fine lines and wrinkles, as well as vision loss. According to a 2020 University of Virginia study, macular degeneration affects millions of Americans and is the leading cause of irreversible blindness in adults over 50. A lot of that is a result of poor lifestyle, right? The condition tends to emerge as we age and gradually abandon our fitness regimens. The good news is that with consistent exercise and healthy lifestyle habits, we can minimize and even reverse those symptoms of aging and remain fit and active, even help slow the loss of vision, right? So, what about a fit pregnancy? Exercise and pregnancy used to be deemed a bad combo, but times have changed, say the authors. It's now common to see pregnant women running endurance races, lifting weights, practicing yoga, not to mention hoisting toddlers into shopping carts without hesitation. And this shift comes thanks to ample research suggesting that most exercise during pregnancy is safe and offers a number of health benefits. Staying active can help reduce common discomforts such as back pain, lower the risk of complications like gestational diabetes and preeclampsia, reduce stress, boost energy, even improve sleep. It can also help prepare the body for recovery from childbirth, both physically as well as mentally. How about increased longevity? Let's face it, as we age, our body fat increases, aerobic capacity decreases, and our muscles shrink. But the good news is that with consistent exercise and healthy lifestyle habits, which we can teach you here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we can minimize and even reverse symptoms of aging and remain fit and active. We do that all the time with our clients here. Quote, an active lifestyle has a powerful influence on physiology and longevity. Okay, so exercise is powerful medicine that keeps you healthier and biologically younger. In simple terms, the more you move, the less likely you are to die early. And let's face it, the better quality of life you're going to have. But it also helps with that gorgeous glow. Remember I said exercise can help make you more beautiful? Guess what? Not only are you going to radiate that emotional energy because you're feeling good, but it's going to show literally on your body. The authors say regular exercise gives you a healthy, glowing look with smoother, more radiant skin. And when you exercise, your skin's tiny arteries open up, allowing more blood to reach the surface and deliver nutrients that repair damage from the sun and environmental pollutants. And these nutrients rev up the skin's collagen production, which also helps to thwart wrinkles. Okay, that's kind of cool. Exercise also improves your stature because you stand taller and straighter. It washes away stress and anxiety. It inspires more restful sleep that can leave you looking fresh and healthy. It balances the body's sex hormones, which in turn can improve your appearance of your hair, your skin, your muscle tone, you name it. And estrogen in particular helps preserve the elasticity and moisture content of the skin. So regular movement often bolsters your all-around self-confidence too, giving you an unmistakable vavoom, just to, you know, put it one way, that you can't get any other way, say the authors. So here's a bonus too. Remember I said exercise is magical and can help you earn more money? I know it sounds funny. You're like, what the hell is the connection with that? But the truth is, people who are more physically fit have a better essence about them, a greater energy. Obviously, they're healthy. And it's not just about your, you know, ability to work longer over the course of your lifetime and earn more money. That is certainly, you know, true, right? Because if you're unhealthy, it might interfere with your ability to work. But the thing is, people that are healthier, they actually get more job offers. They get more promotions. They get more raises because they're healthier. And when they're healthier, their brain is working better. So they're more productive. They're more efficient. They're happier. They're a pleasure to be around. So literally, the magic of exercise can affect you on every single level, including your financial well-being. So I'm going to invite you to get out there and start moving your body. If you're in a situation where you're depressed or you're anxious, you're dealing with trauma, or, you know, you're dealing with other health issues where, you know, you don't think it's possible to exercise, I'm going to invite you to join one of our wellness webinars Thursday at 6 p.m., okay? Facebook Live, facebook.com/theCIFHW, because there are so many things that you can do that are simple, completely free, that put you in the, you know, position to, you know, experience all of these benefits, the cardiovascular improvements, the improvements in healthy bones, muscle mass, flexible fascia, you know, sleep improvement, increased longevity, that gorgeous glow, fighting cancer, you know, warding off your risk for infection of viruses and other bacterial infections. So many wonderful things. Just move your body. And if you're not sure where to start, schedule a consultation with us, 630-980-1400. We've got a great personal trainer that works for us. Better yet, go online, check out YouTube. Start small with where you are. And if we can help in any way, just let us know. We're here for you. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newman.